We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
6:58 on 960 The Quake, coming up after our Quake News Team special in the June primary election at the top of the hour. You get to enjoy something really special. We call it Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Good morning to Paul Wells and Will Durst and Willie Brown. Gentlemen, hello.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. How was your weekend, Paul?
Wonderful. Had a great time. I got to see The Da Vinci Code.
And your review, briefly?
You could read the book or you could watch the movie. Both take the same amount of time.
Oh, very good. What's coming up on today's show, gentlemen?
Did you see it, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
Don't waste your time.
Oh, wow.
Read the book.
Did you read the book?
Yeah, read the book.
I read the book. I liked the book.
The book was fabulous.
I liked the first one involving this character, Angels and Demons. I liked that book better. But my wife Debbie, who will be on the show tomorrow, she said, I put it down. I said, you can't put it down. She said, I put it down. You're not supposed to be able to put it down. I put it down.
I had a friend who walked out 24 minutes into the movie yesterday.
We have State Senator Jackie Speier and Lieutenant Governor candidate as one of our guests this morning, Big Ed Schultz, and a whole lot more, John.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it. Thank you. That is the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
The June 6th election in California is a primary election. It's a little different from what happens in November. A primary election's primary function is to let voters in each political party nominate a candidate to run in November. California has a modified closed primary. If you registered to vote with a political party, you will only get the ballot from that party. If you didn't state a political party when you registered, you can request a Democratic, Republican, or American Independent Party ballot, but will not be able to vote for the party's county central committee contests. All registered voters, regardless of your party affiliation, can vote for nonpartisan offices and also for or against ballot propositions.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait from the pile-up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the fan, video mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:03. This report brought to us by Weatherford BMW of Berkeley. Insulation spread all over the roadway, 101 northbound before Atherton Ave, and a big metal pipe off a truck and onto the lanes of 280 southbound before Larkspur. Bay Bridge, metering lights now on, back up to Grand Avenue. BART train's on time now. BMW, the ultimate driving machine at Weatherford BMW in Berkeley. No maintenance costs for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. Plus, incredible lease options available on the new BMW 2006 325 series through BMW Financing Services. Visit weatherfordbmw.com. Can a 7-year-old swim from Alcatraz to Aquatic Park? We'll find out. More news coming up at the bottom of the hour. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco. Cisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:04, and live from the Hotel Vitale, down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. It's Monday morning, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst.
Paul, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
And Will, welcome home from New York.
It's great to be back. Had a wonderful time in New York, wonderful time in Napa, and I slept all day yesterday.
How was the gig in Napa?
Napa was fun. Napa was almost full. Copia, you've been up there, right?
No.
You haven't been to Copia?
No, I have not.
Oh, food, wine, gorgeous place, nice little theater. Had a great time.
I would love to have gone up, but I decided that I had to stick around and support one of the people who appeared on our program Saturday night.
Oh, so you went to the Funny Girls show
Funny
at
Girls,
the Herbs.
The Lisa's joint, yes.
Lisa Godoldig.
That's what I called it, Lisa's joint.
Successful little soiree?
It was. It's a very nice little soiree. Five women comedians and a pretty good audience, at least a sophisticated enough audience to laugh.
That always helps.
Only Andre the Wonder Woman kept saying, wait a minute, am I missing something? You don't understand? What part of this can you not read? It was good, though. It was a good evening.
Did you get a chance to see any of the Bay Bridge series?
I did. You mean, what Bay Bridge series?
The Giants A's.
Oh, no. But I did see Barry's home run. It's funny. I was doing a wedding over in Richmond. The mayor of Richmond's son got married.
Oh, right. You mentioned this on Friday, yeah.
First of all, I had trouble finding the place. Richmond is incredible. I don't know if any of you have been over there, but they've done a Shoreline Park development area that's absolutely magnificent. I mean, they moved City Hall down to the shoreline. They did all this economic development and restoration. They have this incredible yacht harbor. A boat harbor, I guess it's best called when you got rowboats and canoes as boat harbors, not yachts. But it was fabulous, and I had programmed myself.
Richmond, California.
Yeah, Richmond, California. I had programmed myself that I was going to do this wedding and be back to see Barry's hit. I knew he was going to hit it on Saturday. I just knew it was in my gut he was going to hit it. And lo and behold, the wedding got delayed. 14 minutes after 1, I started the wedding. What do you think happened? Just as I said, we're gathered here for the purpose of united in matrimony.
Boom.
Heather and Ahmad and my little radio said, oh! And, of course, I interrupted.
This is indeed a momentous occasion.
He moved his average up to 242.
Yeah, two hits yesterday.
Yeah, he got two hits yesterday, one the first day, so he got four hits out of it, one home run. And Matt Cain pitched a one-hitter.
God, I watched that game.
Complete game shutout.
A one-hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He was magnificent.
We got three great pitching jobs. No matter what anybody says, although Lowry lost, it was a 1-0 game.
Mm-hmm.
Smith went into the ninth inning.
I know.
Went the third away into the ninth inning.
133 pitches.
That's right. But leading.
Ellis catches that ball. Ellis holds on to that ball. He caught it, but he holds on to that ball. And Schmidt gets to finish that game.
And that's right. And Oben hits third consecutive complete game.
And that would have been
unprecedented.
Yeah, that would have held them down to. They scored three runs in three games.
But can you imagine how well we pitched those three games?
And then you look earlier in the week against Houston, and I think Houston scored, what, four runs total? Five runs total? Yeah, so that we gave up eight runs in six games. That ain't bad. That brought the ERA of the team down a little bit.
Well, and
I want to say, I want to give props to the Oakland fans. I mean, the way they responded to Bonds hitting that home run, the fact that he did it at somebody else's stadium, and they rose, they gave him two curtain calls. That's hip.
And then yesterday, that was hip. They booed the A's for walking him.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they booed the Giants for taking him out.
For taking him out, yeah. poor Ortmeier walks up to the plate. Boo.
Had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I know. He knew it wasn't him. But
the kid that caught 714, you see that he actually worked on this. Yes, he's worked on this. I mean, he has been out there. He's got like 600 balls in his collection. He's been working on getting this ball.
But did you hear what he said? He said, "I don't like Barry Bonds at all, and I caught the ball, but I don't like him."
And then he retracted that somewhat, and he said, "Oh, I'm speaking as an A's fan."
Oh,
it's only fair.
Personal about it.
But he caught it. You know?
I don't like Oral Hershiser. I still have a. You know, Oral Hershiser still drives me nuts, even though he's retired. Because what he always did to the Giants, bam, it was an automatic L. Every time you saw Hershiser in the lineup, crap. Man.
When he was on his game, it was the same way with almost everybody else.
I know, but still, you know, that Mormon, about us.
You know, that Mormon was, he could pitch.
Yeah, he could.
He could really pitch. He wasn't much of a teammate, but he could really pitch. And did you see what?
So I hate guys on other teams, you know. Although there's guys like Giambi that I kind of like. Even though he's on the Yankees, I'm not a big fan of the Yankees.
He really gets booed when he comes to Oakland.
Well, but that's because he deserted Oakland.
Yeah, for money.
Yeah, he went on that, you know, that business of free agents. He took the Curt Flood exit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call it.
The Curt Flood exit?
Yeah. Don't you recall? There was no such thing.
Oh, yeah.
As free agency. Curt Flood.
And he ruined his career just to go to court.
Ruined his life.
Yeah.
Took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court outlawed the reserve clause, what essentially was the slave clause for baseball players.
Glad you said it. I can't say that.
Why?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I know.
You know, you were owned, and, you know, you had no choice. You either played for the master or you did not play
at all. Yeah.
I mean, period. That's the way it was. And Curt Flood was the guy that changed all of that and made it possible.
Allowed people to bid for your services.
And I would think that
every
baseball player today ought to be contributing every month a small token to Curt Flood and his family. Because he never made the money that he opened the door for baseball to make. Can you imagine? You're in the field with Vader Pinson. You're in the outfield with Vader Pinson, Frank Robinson, and Curt Flood. You're playing on the same team. You are a star on the team. I mean, like a real star on the team. You can hit, you can run, you can throw. And when they tell you got to work for $25,000 a year, it's not, no. No, no, no. I know I'm worth more than 25. I'm going to play some other place. And he's, no, 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 you're not. You're going to play for whom we tell you to play. I am not going to play for whom you tell me to play. And the results were, of course, the courts ruled, you're right, you can sell your services, period.
Because you didn't have a choice back then.
That's right.
You could either not play or play for what the boss offered you.
And do you know what? I was on the show with Reverend Jackson yesterday. He has a show out of New York.
A television show? Radio show.
That airs at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know if it's syndicated, but he certainly has wide coverage because the people called in from Houston, they called in from Baton Rouge, they called in from Oakland, they called in from all over the world, all over the country. It was a good show. I was on for an hour. During the course of that, Al Sharpton called in, and we started arguing about the Barry Bonds thing. And it finally dawned on me. You know, the whole business of Bonds didn't break any record Saturday. He didn't tie any record Saturday.
The record is Hank Aaron's.
That's right. You got it. You got it. I said, wait a minute. Since when do you celebrate
number two?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't celebrate
number two. We're
certainly
number
he tied
two.
The career record of Babe Ruth,
and,
but that's not a record.
And the record for most home runs by a left-hander.
That's right, but that's not
that
a record. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the revered record in baseball. Then I got
he needs 42 more.
I got to thinking, you know, there's a black guy who had over 800 home runs. A guy named
Buck?
No.
Buck O'Neill?
No. Gibson.
Oh.
Josh Gibson,
that's right.
Hit over 800 home runs in the Negro League. I said, wait a minute. Yeah, 714 is a record. It's a record for the white league. There was a white league and a Negro league until 1947. Then it became the diversity league, the league we know now as Major League Baseball.
In 1947.
That's right. Babe Ruth did not play against black players.
No.
Josh Gibson didn't play against white players. So the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown should have all of the records for the white league, all the records for the black league, or the Negro league, and then the Hall of Fame should have the records for the current league.
And then you have the Japanese champions.
And then you have
800
and some.
Right, and then you have the Latin American. There was a Latin American league. When you were prejudiced and when you were separate, you ought to record the records for separate and say that it's separate. It is not a reflection of the true ability of people to compete against each other. Only Henry Aaron holds the record for that at the moment, and Mr. Bonds is second. Ruth never hit against Bob Gibson. Ruth never hit against
So we should have asterisks and ampersands everywhere.
We ought to put Ruth in a proper perspective. He played in the white league.
And he also used performance-enhancing substances, too.
At that time.
Yeah. He was drinking a lot of beer at a time during Prohibition.
Besides the 714 for Barry Bonds, other things happened over the weekend. New Orleans still has a mayor.
Ray Nagin
won. Chocolate City.
He won.
And the mayor called it on Friday.
On the Quake. He said he was going to win.
Yep. And he won handsomely. He won when you look at the distribution. When you look at the distribution, that's the important part. Obviously, 50 plus 1 is important, but where did you get those votes? Where did they come from? And it's clear that white and black New Orleans said, we want Ray Nagin. The business community of New Orleans said,
we want
Ray Nagin. No.
Oh, business community.
Yeah,
I thought they
white
supported
business
Landro.
Community.
No.
They did on paper. And, you know, Nagin was outspent. 4 or 5 to run.
Yeah.
And all over the nation, people who are outspending other people are losing. That's a little earth-shaking.
Money can't buy you love.
Money can't buy you love and our votes. and then how do you, I mean, no more culture of corruption utterances from Nancy Pelosi, I would assume. Of course.
Mr. William Jefferson got the guy on tape.
Yeah, they got him on tape.
No.
They have him on videotape.
William Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. And audio.
You mean the $400,000 in cash?
No, only 100
wasn't enough.
Only 100 of it. And he did this. I mean, what? The Ritz-Carlton Hotel in some area in Washington.
Well, at least he goes at the Ritz.
He goes in and meets with the guy in the hotel room. How stupid can you be?
That's a Marion Barry move, isn't it?
No, Marion got invited up to make love. He didn't.
DeLorean.
She kept screaming at Marion Barry in the lobby. Come on up. You know, it was amazing. They flew her out here from Los Angeles. They previously had a relationship. They no longer had a relationship. And he said, I'm only interested if I can come up and, you know, we can do the thing.
Hello.
And they kept saying, I don't want to come up. I don't want to come up. I'm not coming up. Let's go out. Let's go out. I'm here in the lobby to pick you up. They had this elaborate setup.
They had the cameras on the mirrors and everything.
And they did everything they could to get him up there. He went up there not for crack. In the sense.
Okay. And on that thought, why don't we move along, Mr. Mayor? Because we have a whole show coming up here. We have in the next segment. Now he's going to be on the Today Show on Thursday morning. He'll be on The View on Friday, but we have him here this morning. Jeff Ross. He went on a USO tour of Iraq and has a movie called Patriot Act that'll be on Showtime on Sunday for Memorial Day, and we'll have him here in the next segment. Susie Turnbull, vice chair of the DNC on the Hayden hearings. Big Ed Schultz and state senator and candidate for lieutenant governor Jackie Speer all join us this morning. Keeping it real with Wild and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Good going. 7:21, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And Jamie was right on top of that. You mentioned how politicians, Mr. Mayor, are losing, even though they outspend their opponents. And money can't buy you love was what we were talking about. We have, in this segment, Will Durst, an interview. Why don't you introduce it?
Well, what happened was Jeff Ross came by. He was premiering his film. It was way over in the Presidio, and I went to the screening. It's a lot of fun. What happened is Jeff Ross is a comedian from New York, and he decided to go on a little tour of Iraq and take some other comics with him. And they taped the tour, and this is the interview I did
the
with
the movie's
it.
Called Patriot Act, and it'll be on Showtime on Sunday night.
Right.
Okay, and here it is on 960 The Quake.
Director Jeff Ross.
Well, we're here in this Presidio Film Center. It's the San Francisco Film Center. It's after a screening of Jeff Ross's new documentary about going to Iraq called...
Patriot Act.
And why isn't it called Road to Tikrit? I mean, you do the whole thing with the Bob Hope and you...
I'm already afraid he's going to sue me.
Because you're right. He does own most of Burbank.
I'm No Hope.
Yeah.
And nephew No Hope. You know, he got a better title, Will. I'm down with it.
But the logo is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
And how many cities have you gone to so far?
It showed at the New York Comedy Festival, the HBO Comedy Festival in Vegas. It won the Montreal Comedy Festival, Best Feature. Beat the Aristocrats, which I'm also in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. That's when I knew that maybe people will respond to it. You know, very proud of the fact that I won made an award-winning movie about comedians. Because as a comedian, you know how this is. You know, it's like we're on the low rung of the showbiz totem pole. So to travel around with a movie about comics is very gratifying.
Well, also, you honored the comics. I mean, you didn't make them look like fools or cretinous or toads or, you didn't mock them for their what they knew on stage or what they didn't know on stage or you didn't mock us for all the tricks that you know that we do, you know, to suck it up, learning the local references, changing, hack jokes into local. You didn't expose any of that, so you
it's
made
like
us look
good.
Like
a magic special behind.
Yeah, you're not Penn Jillette, you know. So where else? What is the future for this? This is a totally independent feature that you... Explain to my little crowd here what exactly that you did. You went to Iraq on a USO tour.
You know, I was just hanging out at a comedy club, and you know how it is. Somebody mentions a gig to you, and you run around your head, and you go, I've never done that. Wasn't thinking much about the war. Certainly wasn't thinking about it in terms of... on an emotional level. It was like something you read about in the paper. I was sort of aloof and half-assed about the whole thing, and it sounded like an interesting gig, to be honest with you. It wasn't about anything about helping people. I was going sort of for strange reasons, and started shooting. I bought a camera, a video, a little mini DV Sony camera the night before I left, like a tourist. I'm shooting whatever looks cool, talking to the comedians, just kind of, bull crapping my way through the whole thing, and about a day into the trip, I realized I'm seeing things I'm never going to be able to explain to my friends back home. So I, on our last layover, I bought more tapes in Kuwait, and I realized that the cogs and the soldiers were starting to open up to me. You know, they were. I'm not a reporter.
You're a comic.
And that gets you access, just like in real life.
They think that we're real guys for some reason.
And they started talking to me like a real guy, and the soldiers, I realized, they just want to tell their story. You know, they want a witness. They want someone to see what they live. And I was that guy. Right before they caught Saddam, I went in. I was there for 4.5 days. And it was very revealing. I have footage that, even though I'm a comedian, I have footage that a journalist can't get. I could fly up in the air. I could hold the camera out the window. We could fly during the day, which is all things you can't do now in Iraq.
I'll tell you, the piece of footage that really got me was when you were explaining you were flying over the river, and I don't know which river it is, but it's right where Tikrit is. And, that it's one of these farmhouses that Saddam was hiding in. As you were shooting, these farms along the river, and they still hadn't found them after you left. I mean, they found them right after you got back to America.
Yeah. All these amazing sights and sounds. I mean, Saddam, we didn't know if he was alive or dead. He's like this ubiquitous bad guy through my whole film, because they don't know, everyone's looking for him. They're looking for the weapons. Morale was kind of, mixed, because there wasn't much discovered, and I guess I went there at a ripe time for comedy. The soldiers, they were all the first ones in, and we were the first entertainers to go in.
No, you were.
comedians. Yeah. Apparently some rock stars were in. And apparently, well, right as we were there, Bruce Willis was another part of the country. And I was thinking, boy, that must be depressing. Bruce Willis's band. You know, I figured if the terrorists...
That's your taste of America.
If terrorists are going to kill somebody, they'll probably go for Bruce Willis's band before they come after the comics.
Kerry and Kerry Kinney, yeah. And then the rest of them, yeah. It was amazing that one little girl that you got at night who just looked at you and said, you know, I want to thank you. You don't understand. You know, we're out here and you brought a taste of America. She looked so smart. She didn't look like your typical. She just looked like you could have transplanted her in any.
Another thing, Will. Like, you see these Marines in movies and on the news or gung-ho, you know, even in Fahrenheit. Remember, it's like the music they play. Burn, motherfucker. Burn, you know, like they're all hyped up. And the Army is not like that. Everybody who was in my screening tonight, you could put uniforms on those people and they would look like the people in the film. And that's what I couldn't believe, you know? This schmuck you got holding a microphone right here. You could put a helmet on him. You could put a helmet on him and a vest, and this guy would be a guy in my film. You know, the Army is just regular people. Sometimes, you know, they sign up for a discount on a college education and they wind up in Iraq. And I was amazed by it, you know?
Now, you've never been a political comic.
No.
And suddenly you make a war film, not an anti-war film, not a pro-war film, an interim war film is what it is. I mean, it's just, the war is still going on. So have you started paying more attention to the news? Are you trying to figure out stuff that's going on and how you feel?
I try to keep a frame of reference that it's not about politics. The stuff that interests me is the people. I always read the news accounts about the people, whether that's the funerals back home in America, whether that's, you know, Iraqi kids getting blown up on their way to school, or, you know, I'm constantly Googling the names of the people in my movie to see if they're the ones, you know, they've gone back for second and third tours now, some of these soldiers. And, you know, every time I read about an Iraqi translator dying, I wonder if it's the guy in my movie. You know, I don't think about it in political terms. I don't think about it even as a war. I think about it as these people I met, these people I looked in their eyes, you know, when you worry about them. And when it comes to cheering people up, these are the people that need it the most. This is the best audience. And selfishly, as a comic, that's what I look for. You know, you look for the best crowds. You know what it is. You look for the best crowds.
I just want to say that an incredible eye for detail. I'm not a pro-war guy. And I love the line, you know, I'm pro-war but anti-troops. You know, I love that line.
I say in the movie, I have sort of mixed feelings about the war. I support the war, but I'm against troops. You know, the ultimate joke that's the one joke I could say back home, but I wouldn't dare say to the people over there, you know.
Well, I thought...
Is it wrong to have mixed feelings, you know?
Not at all. And I think because America is so polarized right now that everybody thinks that they have to be one side or the other. And what you show is that... Yeah, these are great people. You know, I'm not big on, you know, killing Iraqis, you know, because I don't understand. But these, it's about the people. And I think that you demonstrated the disconnect between...
You don't have to love the quarterback to root for the team. Well, when I was a kid, grew up in Jersey, New York. I hated George Steinbrenner. I love the Yankees. It's not hard to understand. This is the soldiers. They don't want to be there either.
No, and they're good people. Hell, they laughed at your jokes. That's what makes them good people.
If Hitler laughed at my jokes, I'd give him a hug.
We're comics, for Christ's sake.
960, The Quake, and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Interview Will Durst did with Jeffrey Ross, the director of the movie Patriot Act. It was a movie he created while on a UFO tour in Iraq with a number of other comedians, including Drew Carey and Blake Clark. And this is going to be on Showtime this coming Sunday for Memorial Day weekend. And he'll be on the Today Show on Thursday and on The View on Friday, but we had him right here. Good going, Will. Great interview.
It was a great movie. If you guys get a chance to see it, please check out Showtime next Sunday.
And meanwhile, President Bush is on his way to Chicago to say how great it is, and a major milestone that a cabinet's being formed in Iraq. While front page of the New York Times shows a bombed-out restaurant after suicide bomber, and an article about how, once again, the rhetoric doesn't match the reality on the ground, and the Iraqi police are ill-equipped to deal with things, and there are some squads of Iraqi police that are totally renegade. We'll hear more about it in the next segment. Right now, we got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. 7:31. President Bush's Veep is in the Bay Area. Tell you about that in just a second. But first, traffic brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. Not a lot happening in the Bay Area now. There's some awnings in the left lanes, two of them. 680 northbound after the Benicia Bridge toll plaza. Two-car crash now on the shoulder, 680 southbound before Livorna. Metering lights onto the Bay Bridge toll plaza, back up to the 880 overcross, and BART's running all trains on time. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing. You're invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. 7:32, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Vice President Cheney was in San Francisco over the weekend. He got here Saturday night, and no big protests, relatively quiet visit, wise on his part. He is leaving from SFO in the next couple of minutes, heading up to Sacramento. He'll attend a fundraiser for John Doolittle, congressman, then later in the day he'll campaign in the Central Valley for ultra-neocon Richard Pombo. The latest deadline in the legal wrangling over California's high school exit exam is a few hours away. The lawyers for the students who sued the state over the exam have until 9 o'clock to present their written appeal to the state Supreme Court. If you ride BART from the Dublin Pleasanton station beginning June 5th, you'll have to pay a dollar to park your car. 8 of the 10 busiest East Bay stations are now charging for parking. Students from Bay Area elementary schools are planning on cleaning up litter at Ocean Beach today. They'll be out in force at 10 a.m. this morning. A 7-year-old boy is underway in his quest to become the youngest ever to swim from Alcatraz to Aquatic Park. His name is Braxton Bilbreys from Arizona. This kid has already completed several youth triathlons. He'll be accompanied by his coach and two other strong adult swimmers. Johnny Wilson, a fourth grader from Hillsboro, you may recall, made the big swim last October in under 2 hours. Quake weather today, partly cloudy, still a chance for some scattered rain. Rather humid around the Bay Area today, too, with highs in the 60s and 70s. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
7:34, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst.
And I'm Will Durst here live at the Hotel Vitale with former Mayor Willie Brown, and we're talking to you about working assets.
And you get the same quality service from working assets as a wireless company as you do from the big ones, Will.
That's right. If you want to do something good, I mean, you should turn your long-distance service over to Working Assets. They give 1% of their customers' charges donated to progressive groups working for a better world. No cost to you. It's added up to $50 million in 20 years for groups like Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club, and the ACLU.
So, why don't you join Working Assets, the progressive's choice for a wireless carrier? Contact them, workingassets.com quick.
Or workingassetswireless.com. And tell them Will and Willie sent you.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This is House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, this is Barney Frank.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, I'm Michael Stokes.
This is Ted Kennedy.
This is Willie Brown.
This is John Kerry.
Hello, I'm Mike Myers.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown.
Hi, it's Randy Rhoads.
Hello, this is George McGovern.
I'm Al Franken.
This is Ed Schultz.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
These are our rock stars. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:38 here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Monday, May 22nd.
Already?
Yes, indeed.
No, it can't be.
Front page of the New York Times, Will Durst and Willie Brown. We have the article on what's going on with the Iraqi police.
Yeah, there's an article right on the front page below the fold. It's talking about how corrupt everything is over there, that these guys went in to a place where somebody had set off a suicide bomb. They're wandering around, and then they get reports of somebody had taken people out of their home, shot them in the head. They started investigating, and it led right to the very same police forces that they were trying to train. All the evidence led there. So,
which has really created a major problem, because the Bush administration had represented how much progress was being made by virtue of the training that was being given to the police force, and that the police force would be assuming the primary responsibility for safety. Now, in that same series of stories on the front page of the New York Times, it appears as if, at least in, I think, the Sunni neighborhoods, they are saying that we don't really think the U.S. troops should leave so soon. We believe that the comfort level and the safety level with U.S. troops patrolling is preferable to the rogue collection of so-called police officers that have been trained and that are carrying out the kidnappings and tortures. That is totally a dysfunctional situation. So let's see what happens next for the Bush administration. Will they discredit the New York Times? Will they accuse them of releasing classified information?
Nah, it'd just be called an isolated incident. You know that.
Yeah, but, you know, when you got 13 people sitting in a restaurant who was blown up in right in the heart of what is supposed to be the protected zone, when you get, I think, the second in command of the police unit walking out of the police headquarters and he gets blown up along with several of his colleagues, and one of his bodyguards dies as a result of it, it's pretty difficult to just say that's an isolated act.
And Bush keeps saying that, you know, things are getting, it's pretty good over there. Oh, you hear the bad stuff. It's pretty good. Yeah, except for the assassinations and the improvised explosive devices and the suicide bombers. It's not bad over there.
As we've learned from guests we've had on the show, the continued lack of electricity, running water, it's not bad over there.
But he can take some credit, because over the weekend, they did reach an accord on the makeup of the government. The only things left is, I think, the defense ministry and, I guess, well, one other safety unit ministry.
Oh, you mean the cabinet or the prime minister?
Yes, that has not. Yes, the choices have been made, and they seem to have been embraced, and they've been made them apparently with the level of security that allows a photograph to be taken. Because, you normally don't get your photograph taken. You become a target too easily over there. Well, these guys were on the front page of the New York Times with their business suits on, and only one of them has on the Arafat decorative garb.
The head garb.
Yes. Yeah. The rest are, of course, set. And then, of course, there's a report that the Bush administration has received recommendations that prison in Cuba be closed.
From the UN. The UN Council they've recommended that Gitmo be closed down. And, of course, we have somebody going over to Abu Ghraib, who actually took what he learned at Guantanamo Bay and put in practice over there. So we're outsourcing our jobs.
Well, that's kind of what we've been accused of for some times now. The question
rendition.
Was, correct. Would you allow your people to be interrogated in other places? Well, I'd recommend the CTU unit in L.A. They seem to handle interrogation very well.
Yeah, they just yell at you real loud.
2 hours tonight.
I'm serious now.
It's 2 hours tonight.
Yeah, final. Final 2 hours, 5 to 7 a.m.
2 hours of Desperate Housewives last night.
Did you watch it?
No.
No, I taped it. I TiVo'd it.
No, I didn't have time. I was, out hanging out listening to Gordon Getty sing a cappella.
What?
I listened to Gordon Getty sing a cappella.
Where was this?
At a little dinner. Stanley Getty had a dinner party for about 40 people, and the price of admission was you had to sing a song.
All 40 people had to sing a song?
All
40 people had to be
after about
ready
the third song. After about the third performance, it was clear a bad idea.
The activities were suspended.
Future performances have been put on hold. Although one woman, Stephanie Coyote from the Film Commission.
Peter Coyote's wife.
Peter Coyote's wife. You would have assumed it was Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
My friends all have Porsches.
I must make amends.
Work hard all my lifetime.
Get no help from my friends.
Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Okay, that's really our good song for the day.
She was really good on that. She was just superb. And then the smart guy, though, I don't know his name or what have you. When it came his turn, he sang in Italian. And at the end, he says, "You have no idea whether or not I hit the notes." And I begin to think, Ebonics Brown, when it gets to you.
Did it come to you?
No, I was ready to rap, though.
What did you have?
Well, I was going to do some rap.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, make it up as I go along.
Did you see the Preakness on Saturday?
I did.
Oh, I did. Man, that is such a shame.
I did. I won.
Lose a horse like that. Do you remember Ruffian, that filly from about 30 years ago?
On the backside. Yeah. Had to be put away. Broke a leg on the backside and went down, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Another
shot of the Triple Crown, yeah.
Gone.
And hopefully,
but they're going to save this horse.
Barbara.
They are going to save this horse. This horse is worth millions of dollars as a stud.
Yeah. See, Ruffian was a filly, so she wouldn't have been able. She would have been able to have. So they put her down. But
yeah, but the nature of her break was such that no repair.
Well, this was an ankle. This one too.
But it's an ankle break. There's a hell of a difference between an ankle break and an upper, upper stem break. In I think it's 4.5 hours.
Operations,
yes. Yes, 4.5 hours.
I can't even name the winner because it's all about Barbaro, so I can't even name. I'm sure the winner's name is here somewhere in the paper. Who won the Preakness?
It's Bernardini or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's Bernardini. I won. I was on Brother Derek, so I got the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Win, place, show.
Yeah.
I won by $10.
Yeah.
No money.
Debbie and I are going to go up to Tahoe for Memorial Day weekend. So I'm going to see if I can throw some money on the Giants for futures for winning the whole thing, win the World Series.
I see. So you get three great pitching jobs against the A's, and all of a sudden you're willing to bet the Giants are going to win the World Series?
No, but I always pick them when when they're not leading the Western Division, because then your odds are higher.
And have you been able to break even?
I bet in 2002 that they would win the World Series. So I was holding the ticket that was worth a lot of money because I had bought it in previous season.
And Dusty never should have pulled.
Oh, he should have. He gave him the game ball.
That's right.
Gave him the game ball.
Yeah,
I think that's what pissed off the Angels.
He shouldn't have pulled. He shouldn't have pulled the pitcher.
No, the sixth game.
Yep. We had it. We had it going away.
Yeah, because we were down 2-1 here, because we lost the first game here. We won one game in L.A. We lost the first game. So we're down 2-1. We got 2 games to play. We win the next two. We're up 3-2 going to L.A. Oh, and that was the year that punk from L.A., Gagne, who was in the All-Star game, and he threw this gopher ball in the All-Star game. He's the ace reliever. He's got like 700 saves in a row. He throws this gopher ball so that the American League wins the All-Star game. So that means the American League gets home field advantage during the World Series. And he said, oh, what difference does it make? It was an All-Star game. Oh, still remember that.
Well,
I still blame Gagne.
By the way, what's happened to him? I don't see his name very much in the
his injury
box scores.
Taken him out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? His injury has taken him out and maybe ended his career. May have ended Gagne's career. Yeah.
Wow.
Could be gone.
What a delicate thing. Arms
are funny things, especially when you're throwing 97-mile-an-hour fastballs at a small target 90 feet away. It tends to wear the arm out a little bit.
60 feet.
60 feet. Well, I was thinking first
60 and a half.
My arm is still in good shape.
Yeah,
my arms.
Button hook or bombs? Can you throw some bombs?
Will got all worked up about the World Series loss just now, so I guess you're getting warmed up for the burst of Durst. That's in our next segment. 7:48. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a Monday.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email
info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold medal ribbon, pistachio almond, chocolate fudge, pralines and cream, rocky road, nutty coconut, vanilla, mint chocolate chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Monday morning, Will, it's your turn.
Well, thank you, Paul. A new movie is rolling out this week, promises not only to reintroduce the subject of global warming back into the public dialogue, but to perform the double duty of introducing a new politician to the national stage. An Inconvenient Truth premieres Thursday and supposedly says some things about global warming that are scarier than the concept of a Newt Gingrich presidency. The new politician that movie will introduce is Al Gore. A totally retooled beast from the Al Gore we last encountered. Oh, sure, we all remember the old Al Gore. Stiffer than Pat Robertson on a gay pride parade float. A man who needed strobe lights at press conferences just to give the appearance of movement. So straight, the people running the atomic clock called him for adjustments. Every spring, he required a staff to hose him down with Thompson's water sealant. Yes, that guy. There's even talk that this new Al Gore might be the man to lead the Democrats to the promised land in 08. Just imagine for a moment that it does come to pass, and then go one further. He picks Hillary as his running mate. Gore Clinton. After three terms of various Bushes, it would serve them right. And we could just take our old 92 and 96 bumper stickers and recycle them upside down. And that's your burst of Durst for today. The new Al Gore.
Yeah, well, you know that the New York Times yesterday did a long profile on the new Al Gore.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, in the arts entertainment section, I believe. And it was prompted by the Cannes Film Festival appearance of his movie.
Uh-huh.
He went over there to display his movie, as Betsy told us. And they talked about how this Al Gore is dramatically different from yesterday's Al Gore, but they also said simultaneously that Democrats are famous for rejecting their has-beens.
Oh, for throwing them away.
Yeah, throwing them away. Oh. They said that on the Republican side of the aisle, Nixon was recycled.
He rehabilitated himself. He ran
Reagan,
in 16 laws.
Reagan was recycled. Goldwater ended up being an icon, even
Bob
though he
Dole.
Lost 44 seats. Bob Dole had the elevated level of being a great statesman.
Senior statesman, right.
That Democrats, I mean, treat you like you're a piranha the day you lose.
Slap them upside the head.
That is correct. And that Al Gore, even though he's going through the process of burst of Durst described, his real audience is going to be people like the woman who's going to appear on this program later today, Susan Turnbull, and that is that Democrats traditionally don't want recycles. Even though they claim they're environmentalists and they're sensitive, they don't...
And it could be a stronger issue in 08.
They don't engage in embracing recycles.
And he was against the war. Wasn't he one of the first people to come out against
the
war?
He was. Back in, I think, probably 2002, he was the person that gave the best presentation right here in San Francisco on why Democrats should be challenging Bush on the war. And that was before anyone would dare say anything about the war. And he's been fairly clear on all of his messages since that time. But nevertheless,
he did endorse Howard Dean.
He did embrace Howard Dean, before Dean screamed. I think he would take that back now. But
that Dean scream, I've been in that hangar where he held that victory party. You know, that was a victory party after Iowa, and he came in third in Iowa. And the scream had nothing to do with, I mean, it might have put the final nails in the coffin, but it didn't cause his downfall. He came in third in Iowa. He was already toast.
Well, I don't know if you toast just because you come in third there.
He was expected to win.
I know, but that's where he made the mistake of allowing people to put him in a position of allegedly being the winner. A guy from a little state like Vermont.
Right.
He should have
underplayed the expectations.
A one-term governor? He should have been like that peanut farmer from Georgia. He should have constantly been carrying his own bag.
Exactly.
And riding Southwest and JetBlue.
I totally agree.
He would have been better off.
Jimmy who?
Yeah. He's with the brother Billy?
Yeah. Another political liability.
Absolutely.
So I got in a fight the other day with Rachel Maddow. Not being the best standard bearer for the Democratic Party, that he's making a couple of faux pas, not as bad as Ken Mellman is doing for the Republicans. It's kind of like the face of venality every time you see him on one of these shows. But Dean is not the best spokesperson, I don't think, for the Democratic Party.
Oh, not even close. Not even close. How about insulting probably the entire gay world, by his comments about what the
on Pat Robertson show.
Yeah,
and I understand what he was trying to do. You know, he's trying to get back as many evangelicals, but
there's some people you should not worry about whether or not they should get back on your terms, not you on their terms. He doesn't understand that.
In the next segment, State Senator Jackie Speer from down the peninsula joins us here at the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie, and we'll also touch on the fact that she's running for lieutenant governor. It's all here on this Monday morning, 7:58, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Will this hurricane season be as bad as last? Our national correspondent, Ed McCarthy, reports the government this hour will release its hurricane outlook for 2006.
Jim, this is hurricane preparedness week as designated by the National Hurricane Center and NOAA. Government officials say you should be able to answer the following questions before a hurricane threatens. What are hurricane hazards? What does it mean to you? And what action should you take to be prepared? Officials are also urging people to take advantage of this week's tax breaks on hurricane items such as flashlights, batteries, coolers, and generators. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN.
At least 16 Iraqis have been killed today in violence around the country. This hour, President Bush gives a speech that will take note of the inauguration of Iraq's new cabinet. Correspondent Dick Giuliano has a preview.
Jim, President Bush was off bright and early, leaving the White House for Chicago, where he'll speak shortly on Iraq forming a unity government. Mr. Bush has remarked that it's a new day for Iraqis. And leaving church yesterday, the president promised that the U.S. would continue to help Iraq develop as a democracy. While Iraq has put together a unity government, some key spots in that government remain unfilled. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
We shouldn't get too excited yet about Barbaro's chances. The Kentucky Derby winner is on his feet after more than 5 hours of surgery to repair a broken hind leg suffered during Saturday's Preakness. But his doctor, Dean Richardson, says Barbaro faces a long recovery and his chances are still only 50-50 of surviving in the long term.
He had three different major injuries instead of just one of these. That's what made him a little bit different.
Dr. Richardson says circulation problems and infection are still two big worries and that even in the best case scenario, Barbaro will never race again. the most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins Sundays. Between the ice cream and toppings, you've got lots of luscious choices. How will you decide? Here's a tip.
Or name the rugby players after an ice cream or topping, then wait for them to pile up. Chocolate syrup's all over chocolate chip with almond bits and cherry on top.
The Baskin-Robbins Sundae, a world of yummy choice.
Now sprinkles mixing it up with marshmallow.
Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention. Free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. This report brought to us by Panda Express. Right after Treasure Island on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, a car stalled in the far left lane. It's pretty busy behind there as a result, of course. Metering lights on back up to the foot of the maze. Other problems around the bay. San Leandro, 880 southbound of Llewellyn, 3-car crash blocking the second lane from the left. There's a stalled semi in the right lane of 280 southbound right at the 101 split. Careful through there. A 2-car crash in Cupertino reported on 280 southbound after De Anza, and in South City, 280 southbound after Avalon. Car stalled in the shoulder. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Morning, 8:05. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on this Monday, May 22nd. I'm Paul Wells here with Will Durst and Willie Brown.
And I'm seated to my right.
Ever.
Yeah, to my right. It's my former seatmate from the California State Assembly, now State Senator Jackie Speier, who received a glowing endorsement from a newspaper that I love to rag on. The Chronicle a few days ago. Jackie, in your candidacy for lieutenant governor, you seem to be running the table, as they say. You got the Chronicle. Who else did you get?
The Sacramento Bee, the Fresno Bee, the Riverside Press Enterprise, the Bakersfield Californian.
You want to explain
the
that
The Guardian.
Back up for a second.
The Pacific Sun.
Back up for a second. You
I
want to explain the Bakersfield newspaper?
Yeah. I'm delighted. It's been, the editorial sweep has been wonderful.
Well, the Chronicle, of course, has been incredibly contributive to your efforts to address the issue of privacy. All of a sudden on the national stage, the issue of privacy surfaced last week when the USA Today reported that several of the wireless companies and the telephone companies and the communication system companies had been cooperating with the government by supplying information. Would your measure have done anything to create a problem for the companies to be able to do that?
Unfortunately not, because my legislation that became law here in California only applies to financial institutions and the sharing of financial
information. What does it say exactly?
It basically provides that no financial institution can sell, share, lease your financial information that they have on record with another financial institution or a non-financial institution without your consent.
And that legislation was passed?
That was passed after a four-year battle.
And superseded by a federal law?
No, actually, the federal law only dealt with the affiliate sharing. So we had constraints on affiliate sharing among financial institutions. The federal case was preempted us as it relates to the financial sharing
so
of
just affiliates.
So they can continue to share with affiliates. They cannot share with other financial institutions without getting your consent.
And so, as you said, your law would not have had any effect on what the telecommunication companies have been doing with reference to the federal government. Have you followed that? And if so, share with us your take on it.
Well, you know, whether it's the wireless companies, the telephone companies, or the Internet companies, all of them have been in a position recently where they've been asked by the government to share information, and for the most part, all of them have done it, with the exception of what?
Quest.
Quest, was that it? So it's a real...
And without notifying their clients.
That's
without
right.
Notifying those of us who pay their bills.
But a bunch of them last week, near the end of the week, issued this weird press release with the language really parsed. And
AT&T, Bell South, and Verizon all issued these statements.
Yeah, saying that we haven't done anything illegal, but they didn't say if they had given the names or anything.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a company that conceals their transactions and activities from the public would violate a securities law, but on May 5th, the president issued a memorandum allowing the Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte, to authorize companies to conceal activities related to national security.
You know, what's outrageous about all of this is that the government is in the business of ostensibly of making everything public, and yet they go around and are doing things that are making everything private. It's like I have a bill on the governor's desk right now that would require that when there's tainted meat or poultry in the marketplace, that the Department of Health Services is going to have to inform the public. But they had signed a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Department of Agriculture 3 years ago, basically saying, give us the information, and we promise that we will not tell the public.
Who did?
The U.S.
The U.S. government?
The Department of Health Services made a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Department of Agriculture because they wanted to get access to the information about meat recalls. But they only were able to get that
If they promise not to tell the public
exactly.
About it.
The voice you hear, the voice you're hearing is that of Senator Jackie Speier, who is
not
a candidate
funny, is
for Lieutenant Governor of the State of California, right here on 960 The Quake. And it's not our first visit. It's actually a third or fourth visit with us.
You're going to start paying me to come in.
Hey, they don't pay us.
Oh, okay, that matters.
Yeah.
In that case, forget it.
Get in line, Jackie.
Right.
How's the campaign going otherwise?
It's going great. I mean, we're down to like 17 days.
I haven't seen you on television.
Well,
you on TV?
You're going to start seeing me. We start on TV in L.A. today. And in the Bay Area on Wednesday.
I think it's 15 days.
Is it 15?
Yeah. 15 days.
It's very close.
Yeah.
So we have bought the TV, $2.5 million.
Did you get a nice plasma screen?
No.
For $2.5 million, you would hope they'd throw one in.
Yeah. But you're right. So you're
going
to be on TV for the next 2 weeks or so, huh?
Right.
L.A.? Here?
L.A.?
Valley?
We did a statewide buy,
yeah.
But we've got heavy purchase in L.A.
What are you doing? I don't want you to reveal your strategy, but are you doing the news?
Am I doing the news?
Yeah.
Of course we're doing the news. Yeah,
trying to buy, because those are the concerned voters, right?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you think.
You actually buy what's available, Will, at this stage
of the
game. I
know, but don't you target it? Don't you try
to
find
it? Yeah, you try to, but it's not there always for sale. Because of the huge volume of people all trying to get into the same market, your buyer has to really be clever and try to get here and there. You know, you've got Wesley and Angelitas buying everything. You've got Prop 82 buying everything that isn't tied down.
They're phony teachers.
Right. With what?
They're phony teachers. Have you seen the No 182 thing?
They're actors.
Yeah, they have actors going out there pretending they're teachers, saying, you know, Prop 82 is going to cause a parent tax. You know, they're just making stuff up. And they're pretending that they're teachers. I don't want to waste
the... Is that the No 182?
Yeah, No 182. No. It's a very funny ad. Not funny ha-ha, but, you know, funny woo. Funny woo-woo, not funny ha-ha.
It's just part of the business.
Yeah,
I wouldn't criticize other people's ads because they use props or they. Yeah, you just think about it. Yeah, you got a guy in a uniform. You don't know whether or not he's a cop. Usually, a cop cannot appear in a television ad in uniform. And we have cops and firemen full time on television, allegedly, and they usually are not. And only time you get anybody raising any questions about it is when they're not supporting what you're doing. If they're supporting what you're doing, they love it. They absolutely love it. Mm. And the reason I've been so silent on this issue...
Because you've used them all the time.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I've used them all the time on every side of every issue. So now I'm revealing the secret. Yes, we have.
Use cops and firemen.
No, use people in uniforms.
Oh. But you can't show the actual emblem either. That's another no-no. You've got to somehow obscure the emblem so you don't... It's not a legitimate...
Like because NFL. The department cannot be in a position where they appear to be endorsing or supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, you know, it's very iffy. And at one time, because of the prohibitions against government employees participating in politics, if you remember, you had that
Hatch
bar
Act.
At one time. That is correct. Oh, you could not, as a public employee, do that.
It's a federal... Wasn't it federal employees?
Federal employees. You couldn't do that. And so all of a sudden, you would not have had real teachers doing ads. You would have had, you know, acting teachers doing ads or substitute teachers doing ads. If you're really smart, you'd let somebody run out there and say, that's not a real teacher. And then God said, oh, yeah, I'm a substitute teacher. I don't work regular, but I'm a substitute teacher, which is not a bad thing. How's the campaign going, Jackie?
So the campaign's going great. I've been all over the state. I was in Chico and Redding and Red Bluff last week.
Cool.
Down on the coast this week and into the Inland Empire later this week. So it's going great.
How many events a day do you plan?
Oh, there's 5 or 6 a day.
Yeah? Staggered?
You know what's interesting, though, and you'll get a kick out of this, Willie. People say, oh, running statewide is so difficult. It's really, really hard. It's harder, I think, to run for a local state assembly or Senate seat because you're never done. You work, you know, you're doing events all day long, and then, you know, at 6 o'clock at night, you go out and you walk a precinct.
Yeah.
Well, you can't walk precincts at a statewide race. So if you don't have a fundraiser in the evening, you can't keep making phone calls for money. At least I don't feel comfortable doing that. So, you know, sometimes you actually have the night off.
I've got to tell you, at the local level, it's 18 events a day.
Yeah, it's huge.
18 events a day.
Boom, boom, boom.
When Jackie Spear campaigned for me.
One every half hour, huh?
Yeah, when Jackie Spear and her colleagues came down here to rescue me from the horror of local voters.
Which one?
What?
Which one?
All of them.
Oh.
The
95?
Mayor's race. The mayor's
95,
race.
99?
Yeah, the mayor's race, 95, 99. When, and it was, I was doing 18 events a day. 18 appearances. And I would start handing you deals as you got on streetcars, as you got on buses, as you got on metro liners. And then I would move from there to coffee shops in the neighborhoods while you were sitting there drinking your Starbucks. I'd move around. You don't have to do any of that.
Well, it doesn't, you know, when you've got the state as big as this, you can't. I mean, it's just, you
that's visit. Why television.
That's why television is so important.
We had your opponent on. We had Garamendi on the other day.
What's his name again? No, don't, you don't have to repeat it.
Don't repeat it.
But we have one of your opponents on.
Right.
Is that a better way to say it? And we want to obviously extend the opportunity to you as well. We'll tell you this. We're going to be in Sacramento on
Jackie Spear.
When Sacramento win?
The June 6th, or their election day, and the
June
following
7th.
Day. We're in the Capitol.
Reveal. We're in the Willie Brown Conference Room.
Oh, good. We won't be there,
assembly.
Of course.
No, but you're on on the next day.
Your party.
The next day, believe it or not, the next morning, my son is graduating from high school.
On June
7th? Jackson is graduating from high school.
June 7th?
On June 7th. So I'm going to be a mom on June 7th. I'm not going to be a politician.
That is right. 1988.
All right, we withdraw the invitation, State Senator Jackie Speier. And maybe you'll be lieutenant governor candidate for the Democratic Party at that point.
Class of 06.
And we'd like to add that all the candidates for state office, like assembly, we've had them in here. And they hear the invitation on the air. That's how you come on the air. So here's the invitation to join us here on Keeping It Real with Will.
They're smart enough.
In the next segment, let's talk about some of the issues that are facing the campaign and facing the state, and perhaps you can give us your take on Proposition 82. What do you think about it? Keep it real with Will and Willie, and I'm Paul Wells at 817 on 960 The Quake.
Now through May 28th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more if it's 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
On this Monday, May 22nd, and good morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're live from the Hotel Vitale, weekdays from 7 to 10. You can drop by and be part of our studio audience. Want to join in the conversation? 866-960-5753. And if you have a question for State Senator Jackie Speier is our guest, Mr. Brown.
And we have free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Required preset in your car and speed dial on your telephone. There's no telling what you might get. at any moment, it could be a burst of dirt. And your insurance company will replace any damage done as a result of what happens to you.
We're not mentioning insurance on this show.
Oh, we're
not with Jackie Spire.
Well, we were
Spear!
Spear! We have Jackie Spear as our guest. She's a state senator from San Mateo County,
and
part of San Francisco County, and she's here on 960 The Quake. And as I said, in the interest of full disclosure, she was my seatmate for all these many years when we served together in the California State Assembly. She got elected in 1986.
That's correct. Beat you, as a matter of fact.
No, you didn't beat me. You beat my candidate.
Yeah, but I beat you. You know that
Don't
story, Will?
Don't say that, Jackie.
No.
What's the story?
No, there's
who's
no
the
story. There
who's
was
the
no
candidate?
Story.
Well, actually, it was Mike Nevin who's now running for my Senate seat.
Whom you are supporting.
Who I am supporting, which takes me to
Ain't
a great line that Jess Unruh once said, if I had slain all my enemies today, I'd have no friends tomorrow. Isn't that true?
It's totally and completely true. On the issues that are involved in this campaign, Prop 82, there is an effort to give every child in this state the same opportunity for early childhood education that people who can afford it currently provide their children with. Where are you on that issue?
I support the proposition.
You like the idea of being able to... What did you do with your kids in the early days? Because you've always been a working mom. You've always been an elected official since giving birth to the first child, to Jackson, whom you say has graduated in a few days.
They had preschool in the morning, and then they had a babysitter in the afternoon. That's the problem with Prop 82, though. For families that can't afford the person to come pick up their child from preschool and take them to a daycare environment or have
them. Because it's only 3 hours a day, right?
Right. It's not a full-day program. So, you know, one of the arguments about how it's not as comprehensive as we would like to think it is that, in fact, it is, you know, it's a half-day program. And families that don't have...
It's not a full half-day. Yeah. 3 hours is not a full half-day, 9 to noon.
If you're working a 9-to-5 or longer job, especially, that was one hole that I looked at.
Well, you guys keep in mind, though, that the preschool that my kids attended, not only did they get the preschool, but it flipped to become what they call a daycare center after the preschool component, after the educational, you know, feel-good component of it. And the kids stayed all day,
well,
literally, and which means it's the same as taking a kid to a sitter, or the same as anything else that provides you with the opportunity to go to work
daycare.
Someplace. That is right. And so I think that when the certification process comes, maybe there should be a consideration for your concern, Senator, and that is the people who get the opportunity to provide the 3 hours must also have available at reasonable prices for the remainder of the time spent.
You know, the one thing that we have to look at, and Willie, you'll appreciate this in particular, what we are doing, though, and this is what I'm concerned about, we're setting up a situation where in a short period of time, the people that are making, you know, the $400,000 or more, the $1 million or more, are all going to relocate out of the state. And I forget the figure, but it's something like 92% of all the revenues that come into the state from persons making over, let's say, $250,000, $300,000. And, you know, we created the initiative where the millionaires now pay 11% on their state income tax for mental health services. We now have Prop 82 that says for those making over $400,000, it's going to go up another percent. So, you know,
1.7.
We are setting ourselves up at some point. You know, that tipping point will happen when all of a sudden, you know.
The whole soak the rich idea is going to make the rich move to Nevada.
Well, they can have, you know, their domicile in Nevada, and they can keep their home in California.
Yeah.
Some people are currently doing that. As a matter of fact, a couple of my associates have done just that. They've bought in Reno about 2 or 3 years ago. They're residents in Reno. They can no longer vote for my candidate and for me, yet their businesses are still
here
in California.
Mm-hmm.
But they pay no income tax
in Nevada,
of course, and they pay whatever the freight requires.
Don't they have to be there a certain amount of time, though?
They live in Nevada.
Yeah. Six months. I think it's 6 months.
Well, not only that, with all of the electronic communicating processes now that you get in the world of work and all of the teleconferences.
Right, with faxes and emails and
the nature,
FedEx.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can live anywhere.
You can live anywhere in the world, not just here, or not just Reno, or not just. But they do live in and around California, so obviously there should be some concern about that. Speaking of that, and there are currently on television an attack ad, as I call it, by Steve Wesley about the multiplicity of taxes, new taxes that would be imposed by Phil Angelides. It's a pretty effective ad. I have people stop me on the street saying, "You really think that guy's going to raise my taxes?" And he's
a huge mistake by Phil. Huge mistake.
I said to the guy, it was a homeless guy, says, "You don't pay any taxes. You don't vote, you don't pay any taxes. Don't talk to me about taxes."
I still think it was a huge mistake.
Well, obviously, anytime anybody said they're going to raise my taxes, it's a mistake. Get elected and then raise my taxes. Lie to me on the way in the door.
No new taxes.
What?
George no Christine new Myers. Taxes.
You know, one of the largest tax increases ever in the history of the
Ronald
state.
Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Bagley was the architect of it, Republican member of California State Assembly. At that time, I think he probably chaired the Committee on Revenue Tax, and Democrats were the arbiters of all of this, and Ronald Reagan signed it into law. And then, of course, subsequent governors, Pete Wilson and others, out of necessity in some cases, had to raise taxes. But I don't think you get votes campaigning on the fact that you're going to raise them.
Well, look at what Arnold Schwarzenegger has done, though. He has raised the taxes with the bond measure on our kids. He has raised the taxes for all families who have kids in college because we've had tuition go up 65% in the UC system, 75% in the CSU system, and over 100% in the community college system. So, you know, in the end, people only want to have taxes on the rich and the smokers. But in the end, we are all just putting the responsibility on our kids in these bonds.
But we keep dumping it down. I mean, Bush keeps giving tax cuts to the rich, so he's got less money to give to cities and states. So that's why a parking ticket is $50 now. You're going to need a cosigner for a bus pass pretty soon. It just keeps going down to the smaller and smaller level.
How about it's a parking ticket on a meter is 50.
Yeah.
All the other parking fines are a lot more than 50.
Oh, man.
A bunch of them are, yeah.
I think if
and
you
the
park
parking
in a bus zone, they actually confiscate your car.
And, you know, and the parking meter price has gone up dramatically. We now have parking meters where you can install credit cards because we know you can't carry change anymore.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we don't charge you change. We charge you more than change.
We charge you $1.15.
There was an article yesterday about the end of the penny is near. The light at the end of the tunnel for the penny, and they were talking about parking meters that accepted pennies. And what world
Midwest.
Does this guy live in?
Midwest, probably.
A parking meter that accepts a penny.
And you're listening to the voice of Jackie Spear here on 960 The Quake.
Do we have time to get into
the
immigration?
Governor. Go right ahead.
Do we have time?
Got a minute.
You get a minute to speak on immigration?
Immigration.
What can the Attorney General do?
Well, I'm running for Lieutenant Governor. Will, wake
sorry.
Up.
Sorry. What could... No. What can the lieutenant governor do?
Well, lieutenant governor has limited responsibilities in terms of immigration. But I'll tell you what my position is, which is, one, we have got to reinstate the guest worker program. I was on a trade mission to Mexico a couple of years ago, and in Jalisco, the legislative leader said, "Let our men come home. We don't have any men in our communities anymore. We don't have fathers for our children as role models."
Because they used to be able to go back and forth.
Right, so they come here now for fear of never being able to go back and forth. They stay here and send money home. So we reinstate the guest worker program.
We got to call it something other than the guest worker program, though.
Well, I mean, call it what you want, but reinstate it.
Yep.
You create a path.
A work permit program, maybe, or something.
Create a pathway for... citizenship, but these folks have got to go to the back of the line. They can't cut in front of everyone else. They've got to pay a fine. They've got to pay taxes. They've got to learn English. And we've also got to enforce the law on employers in this country. That's where the problem really is. I mean, the truth of the matter is 70% of all of the agricultural workers in California are undocumented. They have phony Social Security numbers, but they're undocumented.
And who's hiring them?
And agribusiness is hiring them. So I think the employers...
Construction business.
They're huge in construction.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And, you know, typically the construction companies are pocketing the profits. It's not like, you know, these folks are working without workers' comp in all likelihood, no disability benefits.
Fall off a ladder, you're out of luck, go back.
So, Lieutenant Governor... Not Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor candidate, Jackie Spear, or Attorney General candidate, Jackie Spire. Just when you see her name, just mark it down. Good luck, because
Thank you,
Lieutenant Governor, very important spot. If the governor's unable to fulfill his duties, you step right in there.
That's right.
You get the crown and the tiara.
Well, I also want to transform this office into the guardian of higher education because so much is at stake in the state.
And the Lieutenant Governor holds a seat on the Board of Regents and on the State College Board of Trustees.
And I'm carrying a bill to have the Lieutenant Governor serve on the Community College Board. So then, moving forward, that will be part of the expectation.
Oh, so that's sneaky. That's sneaky.
No, I really think we
need to. That's feathering the bed you're going to fall into. I love that. That's a Willie Brown move, if ever I heard one.
Jackie Spear, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I have another endorsement among your endorsements here. The League of PO'd Voters.
Is that right? Has endorsed me?
Yes.
Even what kind of voters?
Right there.
League of Pissed Off Voters.
Yeah. Please. On this station.
I was being so polite about it, but there you go.
It's true,
that's
huh?
for you. Yes, you're endorsing
She's
there.
Seen it for the first time.
Uh-huh. I want to see that on your website, along with the Chronicle of the Pacific
And I'm
Side.
Paul Wells here with Will and Willie. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic, and then we'll hear from Susie Turnbull, Vice Chair of the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, on the Hayden confirmation hearings and what Bush is saying in Chicago right now. About Iraq.
It says not paid for by the Jackie campaign.
John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, lady and gentlemen. It's 8:33. We'll get to traffic first. Brought to us by ING Direct. Stop and go from Marina Boulevard on 880 this morning through San Leandro because of a three-car crash at Lewelling. It's in a southbound direction, if I didn't mention it, blocking the second lane from the left. Semi-truck in the right lane, 280 southbound at the 101 split. Union City, 880 northbound before Dyer. Two-car crash. Now it's in the center divide. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Upper deck is busy but fine. Back up to the 880 overpass. And all BART trains on time. Get richer while you sit in traffic. Our report today is brought to you by the Orange Savings Account from ING Direct. Great rates, no fees, FDIC insured. Join over 3.5 million customers and visit ingdirect.com to save your money. It's 8:33 on 960 The Quake. Here's what's happening. A 7-year-old boy just got out of the water a few minutes ago at Aquatic Park in San Francisco. He has succeeded in his quest to be the youngest person ever to swim from Alcatraz to the park. He's a cute kid, Braxton Brilby. He's a second grader from Arizona. He's completed already several short-scale youth triathlons. He was accompanied on his successful swim by his coach, two other swimmers, and a Coast Guard boat. Braxton says next for him, he wants to swim the English Channel. Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley has gone through some tough times over the years. Potential customers, possibly scared off by aggressive panhandlers, sketchy characters, and not very many places to park. Berkeley Mayor Tom Bates is floating a plan to revitalize Telegraph by streamlining the permit process so potential businesses don't have to go through a lot of bureaucracy to be open for business on Telegraph. Mayor Bates will present his plan to the council at tomorrow's meeting. Some students from Bay Area elementary schools are planning on cleaning up litter at Ocean Beach in San Francisco. We applaud their efforts. That starts at 10 o'clock this morning. For the first time in about 2 months, gas prices nationwide fell a couple of cents, but still no bargain here. San Francisco's average per gallon, $3.35, $3.32 in Oakland, and $3.34 in San Jose. You can find the best deal in your neighborhood. Click on the gas price link on the homepage of quakeradio.com. Weather today. We're going to have some sunshine, but the forecast will stick with partly cloudy with some just scattered little bitlets of rain perhaps left over from yesterday's storm. Highs today in the 60s and 70s. It'll be quite humid, too. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Support of Progressive Talk matters. Thanks from 960 The Quake.
Eight thirty-nine, and good morning on this Monday, May 22nd. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here at the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where we broadcast out of this beautiful lounge, the Hotel Vitale. It's got wireless. You can come by. This is safe wireless, as safe as wireless can be. And just
as
bring your laptop.
Unsafe wireless?
Well, there's a little talk about that over the weekend, that the wireless that the city wants to do could be compromised too easily. There's a
probably really slow
going on.
Too.
We have
it's obvious that all wireless can be compromised, as evidenced by what's going on in Washington with all the wiretapping and all the listening in and all the data mining, as they say. So obviously, when you think in terms of wireless, you think in terms of any system of communications, you're better off. The mafia was right.
And with that
don't
in mind,
use, don't use.
Don't talk on the phone.
We have a guest.
Don't talk.
Don't talk.
If you saw MI3, Tom Cruise could read lips.
With General Hayden is going through the process of the nomination and the confirmation hearings in Washington, D.C. And Vice Chair of the Democratic National Committee, Susie Turnbull, joins us right now. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Hi. It's great to be with you. I was looking forward to this. I have a son that lives in San Francisco.
Oh, cool, cool. I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too.
Welcome to our show, Susan Turnbull. What does a vice chair of the Democratic National Committee do?
Basically, we do everything that the cheer does, but what we do is with a little less publicity.
And that's Howard Dean, right?
Yes, yes. What I've been doing, actually, is for a number of years, is I've been working really hard to make sure that people are aware and are interested and involved in the things that we're doing as part of the Democratic Party. I formerly chaired the Women's Leadership Forum and the Women's Caucus of the DNC, so I've been particularly involved in those areas. And I also do a lot of TV and radio, just trying to get our message out as much as I can.
Yeah, try to clean up the mess that Howard leaves every now and then?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. we won't put you on the air saying that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Now, our host here, Mayor Willie Brown, his opinion, it seems to be his conservative opinion, is that women make up their mind last.
No, it wasn't me. That was Jackie Spear
that mentioned that.
But oh, that's right. Jackie, we had a candidate for Attorney General here.
Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Governor.
We'll take it from here, Will. We have General Hayden's hearings going on.
And you want her to go back?
One thing that Willie Brown did say in the What Would Willie Do last Friday was that he would oppose General Hayden's confirmation, and a military man shouldn't be holding that post of CIA director. And your thoughts on the confirmation that's going on, Susan Turnbull from the DNC?
Well, I think that our view is that his confirmation, the whole thing is very troubling, because he is clearly the mastermind behind the domestic spying. And one of the things that is really obvious here is that they're not even admitting to the fact that it's domestic spying. I mean, where we are right now is that Americans have lost their confidence in what the president is saying, how he's saying it, when he's saying it, and General Hayden has been one of his chief spokespeople for several months, particularly on this issue, and so we're finding it very troubling. Obviously, each member of the committee is going to have more information than we in the public have because of the closed sessions, but I think, generally speaking, I certainly hope he's answering them, their questions, and he's answering them truthfully, honestly, in every way, shape, and form, and also being forthright in giving them the information that they need to adequately make decisions.
You know, the trouble with those of us on the Democratic side of the aisle seems to be we aren't willing to say point blankly whether or not a person should be accepted or rejected. The Republicans tend to say it candidly and directly and without apology. And invariably, they organize their efforts around what they believe to be their conviction. Democrats, on the other hand, seem to want to hole with the hounds and run with the hare. Why is that, Susan?
Well, I'm not so sure that's exactly where we are. I think we were pretty clear on how we felt about Sam Alito earlier on this year or last year. And I think where we are right now with Hayden, I think, is if you don't know, rather than jump out there and say he's wrong for this, what we're saying is he just better be given the information to the people who are making those decisions.
Susan, with all due respect, you do know that he is the architect, and he admits being the architect of the administration's domestic spying program when he worked at NSA. You know that he believes that there's no need for warrants for any of these activities that he's engaged in. And you know that he has not renounce the idea of such spying. You know that he is an extension of those persons who run or the another section of the government in which the CIA would not necessarily be independent from. Why would we be, as Democrats, reluctant and offer, as party Democrats? No, of course not. You aren't privy to all the information. But what information you are privy to should leave enough room for you to make a decision.
Well, my personal decision?
Yes.
My personal decision is I would never vote to confirm this man based on exactly what you said and on the fact that in his hearings, even in open session, one of the things that he said clearly was that we don't. There isn't a requirement in the Constitution against search and seizure, unlawful search and seizure. And I think that what they are doing is exactly that. In my own personal situation, I think about 30% of the American people feel that their phones are being listened to. I believe that my phone is being listened to. And why is that? It's because I traveled to the Middle East 3 times this year. And so clearly, if they're talking about patterns, my pattern would come up. What was I doing? I was visiting relatives in Israel. And on the other hand, my husband traveled to Japan. My son was in Bangkok and Thailand. And yes, my phone number would look very suspicious. Well, that still doesn't give any probable cause. But do I believe that my phone would be listened to? Absolutely. Would I vote against General Hayden for that reason? Absolutely.
Well, that's the phrase that General Hayden was unaware was in the Fourth Amendment, probable cause. He was confused by that one.
Right. That was one of the most incredible things. I mean, the other thing is that the CIA at this point is a mess. What we've lost is 300 years of experience.
That Porter Goss kind of pushed out.
Yeah, that he pushed out. Now they've pushed out Porter Goss. And basically, as I think... it may even be Senator Feinstein from California who called it a free fall. The CIA is in a free fall. And then on top of all this, you have people like Senator Leahy, who's a key person on the Judiciary Committee, who learned about the domestic wire situation through USA Today. That's not how our elected leaders should be informed of things going on in this administration. And it certainly isn't making us any safer with that as the case.
Well, I'm glad they're finally watching TV, because apparently during Katrina they weren't. It's good when our administration watches TV and reads a newspaper.
I think it's unbelievable. And one of the things that is remarkable to me is just the general lack of competence on behalf of this administration. And you ran a great city. San Francisco is a great city, and you know what it takes. And basically, the fact that they didn't know what it took in Katrina, the fact that they didn't know what it was going to take with the Medicare Part D program, which is basically a debacle, the fact that they didn't know what it would take and would do correctly with this ridiculous war that we're fighting in Iraq, and the fact that they've had misstatements after misstatements about our intelligence and about our pure government is something which means that people should be, and I think are, really ready for a change.
And is that the message that's being carried throughout the country by Democratic candidates for the congressional seats and the U.S. Senate seats?
Yes, the message that's being carried across the country is really, together America can do better. And that's something that we all believe. Together we can have real security that starts in the hometown. I mean, I'm sure that you're very aware and are concerned about port security in a city like San Francisco and in the whole Bay Area. One of the things that we're concerned about is making sure that cargo is looked at and examined. What we're concerned about is making sure that nuclear power plants are protected, chemical factories are protected. And this administration has done nothing to implement the recommendations of the 911 Commission. That should have been first on the agenda to make us secure, not last on the agenda.
Thank you. Susan Turnbull, Vice Chair of the Democratic National Committee, joining us from the Beltway. And you've been a member of the DNC since 1992. Good to have you aboard and joining us here on The Quake in San Francisco. And your son is here in the city. Good to know.
And Susan, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be with you.
I hope you come back again.
I hope so, too. Thanks.
8:50 on this Monday morning, our next segment. WWWD, What Would Willie Do? And Big Ed Schultz will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us, Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Free. Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Rich, blissful Baskin-Robbins ice cream with a plethora of flavors to choose from. How will you pick the perfect one? Well, here's a tip from an expert.
My advice, blurt out as many flavors as possible in a single breath and see which one you finish with. Of course, that was inaudible, but if you take a closer listen...
Gold Medal Ribbon, Pistachio Almond, Chocolate Fudge, Pralines and Cream,
Rocky Road, Nutty Coconut, Vanilla, Mint Chocolate Chip.
Cool, creamy mint chocolate chip. Baskin-Robbins, happy choosing.
Price and participation may vary.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
WWD. What would Willie do? We asked the mayor the questions right out of the day's news. On 960 The Quake this morning, we had State Senator and candidate for Lieutenant Governor Jackie Speier in, and we also had John Garamendi here on Friday. Over the weekend, saw an increasing volume of these Steve Wesley ads that are attacking Phil Angelides for running negative campaigns that are very negative ads. If you were running for governor, what would Willie do?
I would have started the ads a long time ago. Now, on a serious note, I think that Mr. Wesley's campaign benefited handsomely from the freshness of his ads back in March and April, the introduction of Wesley as a candidate, an unknown quality. I think I would have continued that kind of mysterious introduction and presentation. I don't think that I would have gone in any other road or any other route. But campaign consultants usually give advice to candidates and make decisions for candidates based upon what the focus groups say and what the polling say. I think I would be somewhat addicted to and responsive and controlled by the focus groups, the polling, the issues that seem to grab people, and my campaign would reflect that. I suspect that Mr. Wesley's campaign is in fact reflecting that. I suspect that his poll numbers show that he's no longer the leading candidate in the race for the Democratic nomination. Then Mr. Angelides has surged ahead, and he is now taking the tried and true and time-worn process of bringing the other guy down. That's what he is attempting to do. were I candidate for governor statewide and trying to get the nomination, just maybe I would do it. It's not a sin, and it's not, frankly, a fatal step. And I think I would, if generated by focus group information and polling information, I think I would certainly tell the voters what I personally think of my opponent and why.
And you put it out there personally.
If I could afford it.
If you could afford it.
Yes. You don't think that's he went negative too often? I mean, too early? He didn't go negative too early?
No, I think it's all a matter of whether or not the polling, and I got to believe, Will, that everything these candidates are doing these days
based
is
on
based
polls.
Upon polls and focus groups. I don't think there's anybody that makes the decision now off the top of their heads, as we did many years ago, based on their instinct, based on any personal knowledge. And as a result of that, you get all of these almost designed, almost as if what these right-wingers want to have people teach in school.
Intelligence design.
Generating your contact with the voters through ads and through papers and through letters and through telephone calls.
Because remember the first rounds of ads, they were all gentle pieces, introduction pieces, what do they call those, character pieces or something. And then slowly over the last week until finally, he refuses to raise taxes on billionaires. What's wrong with him? This guy raised taxes on everybody. And these are Democrats.
I know they are. And they.
I hope they don't kill each other.
Drop a fatal bullet on each other in the primary, because the results could be catastrophic for them in the general. But I do believe they're making their decisions based on survey information.
Big Ed Schultz joins us in the next hour. On Wednesday, we'll have Phil Angelides, gubernatorial candidate, in on the show on Wednesday. Stick around. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through May 28th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer for just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with the install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.